All right, here's a guy that was in the league for a long time. Former Jay, it's always great having him on. Here is Jason Grilley. How you doing, Jason?
Guys, what's happening? Great day to be with you here, man. Opening day.
Yes. What, like, is how does
ordering
this...
Ordering Italian cheese? The last time we talked to you, you were flying in cheese and wine or something.
Yeah, I'm actually going to a wine event here. I just was had to leave my son's game early. I got to go to a wine event here to promote the Rock and Ball wine, man. So, little rock and roll, little baseball, you know, just mixing it all together. It's life after baseball.
Yeah.
Pretty interesting. I wish I could still garner the uniform. You know, I played catch with my son through BP the other day, and I realized why I am retired and how much it hurts at this stage of the game. But I love watching all these freaks of nature that are playing nowadays. I mean, these guys are so talented, and, you know, it's just a fun brand of baseball, especially with the kickoff of the World Baseball Classic. That was a great intro to our 2023 season, was it not?
Yeah, it sure was. And, you know, you mentioned red wine. We always think of, you know, sitting back in a clubhouse, guys, you know, just knocking back beers. What's the reaction of if someone, you know, uncorks a bottle of red and you're sitting in the clubhouse?
Well, that's more for the airplane, you know what I mean?
Okay.
You have a beer at the clubhouse. You get crack a little vino on the airplane more so than not. Not that there hasn't been a wine bottle opened before, but more so that's more apropos, as I would say, when you're like in dress, you know, your dress clothes, having a nice relax, coming down from all that adrenal rush. I know I needed something, so the plane was a good place to kind of calm down and hopefully calm down after a good game and not a bad one.
Do you have a particular opening night that for yourself that stands out through your career?
You know, it's hard to pick one. Honestly, it's such a cheesy answer, a lame answer maybe, but I just, any opening day, you know, especially when the home opener here, like, for example, the Pirates are starting on the road. Any team you start on the road, you come home for your home opener, you get to do as many as possible. It's pretty awesome to be a part of with the flyovers, and, you know, the seats are packed. It should be a holiday. I think, you know, kids should have off from school if they want to go to the game with their mom and dad, or just, you know, father-son deal. It's a Field of Dreams moment, and I know everybody's always excited, and, you know, with school being in full session still, you know, the seats kind of dissipate till mid-May, and seeing if teams are going to be good and hunt, seats will be filled. So opening days to me is just an electric time. It's the feeling, get all that adrenaline going and see if you can harness it, get off to a good start. It's always fun to get that first one out of the way with all the adrenaline and everything you've prepped for. And coming off of last season, you hope that you forgot it if it ended poorly, and it's a new beginning. So, yeah, a lot goes into it, you know, right around Easter, too. New beginnings, man.
You mentioned the start, Jason. Can you kind of take us through the baseball start? I mean, leagues like football. I mean, no league has as many games as Major League Baseball, 162. But what's the approach to the start? I mean, you can say, guys, we got to get off to a great start. But when there's 162, it's kind of a different approach, isn't it?
Well, I always like the math of, hey, guys, you know, 500. Whoever says, let's play 500 baseball. All right, well, there's 162 games. Go 50 and 50. Right, there's 500. What are we doing with those other 62 games to decide whether we're getting into the postseason run? And the team that gets hottest and who decides of those 62 games that really mean something, if you got a good team, you should be dancing in the postseason. And hopefully once you get there, now the number turns into 11. 11 wins you a World Series. So, you know, I don't know. It's just that's the math I always kind of learned as you got into it a little bit. More so as a veteran, you go, okay, we've had a chance to get a ring. You start doing that math to hopefully get one. And some guys have been fortunate enough to get a lot of them. But I think that, you know, also the number two that always struck me was, you know, a month and a half into the season, 45 to 60 games, you kind of know what team you got.
Yeah.
And if you're good enough. And one particular I could speak just because I've had one runway at the World Series in 2006 with the Tigers when I was there. We knew we had a pretty good team, and it was cool. Again, speaking of the seats filling up, you know, started out, obviously opening day was packed, cold weather, whatever, what have you, people not working, schools in session. But once they started saying, hey, we got a good team, people started coming out. and those seats started filling up. Those empty seats were sun glaring off as you're pitching. You're going, I wish there would be somebody sitting there so I could see the catcher's sign. And then if you got a good season going, man, it's, you know, the seats start filling up, and that energy that a crowd provides is definitely a variable to get you, keep you going, because it's no fun to play in an empty ballpark hearing the buzzing of lights, especially when you have a good team. The energy consistently goes, and it matters. Definitely matters.
With Jason Grilley, we always discuss that up here in Toronto, because I'm sure the Rogers Centre is no different than any other park around baseball. Opening night, 50,000. You know, you got the anthems cooking. You've probably got special guests out there, celebrities. And then you go there 24 hours later, there's 20,000 people. And, you know, they're pressing play for the anthem. They're like, just run the tape. Like, let's get going. We're into game two. Like, take us through that process from a player's perspective. Like, how big of a difference it feels game one compared to even just game two?
Yeah, I think it just incentivizes, even for our fans. Like, hey, man, the 50-50 raffle just got cut in a third or whatever.
Right.
You know, so fill the seats back up so we can get that 50-50 up. But, again, as a player, you know, it's proving everybody to say, hey, come out and watch us. We are going to be good this year, and prove it to the team. It's like, you know, all got to hang in there together, pull the rope the same way, and let's do this and get the fans to come back out and watch how good we are and what we've prepared to do. You know, there's a lot of teams that have unfinished business. I know the Jays have a lot of young talent. It's time to harness that. I'm excited. I'm a huge diehard fan, as you guys know. Mm-hmm. I love watching the Jays when I can, and I can't wait to get back up there to see the new renovation of the ballpark. And I think that's going to bring a lot of energy and excitement. So, like I said, hopefully that will fill up that energy. But there's always a lot of energy in Toronto. I can't say it enough. I am so lucky to have played there and wear that uniform, man. It's a great city, and you guys are into it, and awesome country too, man. It just was a pleasurable time. All the guys and the fans are incredible, especially when we are winning. You guys get into it real hard with us,
big time, yeah. And down, you mentioned the renovations. A part of the Rogers Center this year with the 29 other parks would be the pitch clock as well. And I'm curious, as a baseball player, fan yourself, like, when you're hearing stories that they're shaving 25 minutes off the game, like on average, like, how significant do you think that is? Are you a purist that almost pushes back against it, or do you embrace it and think it's a good thing?
I don't know. Do we have a time clock on the show? Because I can talk a lot of time. I don't know if you're.
It's all yours, buddy. It's all yours.
I don't like to rush anything, especially if I'm in a big league uniform. One, two. I don't know any fan that's trying to hurry up and drink their beers. Because that's why you kind of go out to the ballpark too. So I don't know if they say it's helping out. I hope it does. To me, you know, if you need that time to make a pitch, I think it's kind of, you know, if there's a human rain delay out there, whether it's a hitter or a pitcher, that's the umpire's discretion to keep the game flowing. But I know as a player, man, you know, once you're in a groove, you don't take your time. You know, there's not too many pauses in between. It's just like, you get in a rhythm and your timing, and you stay in that groove. So I don't know if it's a mental thing that, yeah, it's the game's faster, or we're shaving off and every game's consistently going to be the same amount of time. I don't know. There's a whole side segues you can go with this, right? Does that cut out sponsorship deals because we're cutting out 25 minutes of a game for advertisements? I mean, all this analytics about pitchers and hitters, I know money's a variable, so. Or yeah. Even a fan saying, hey, man, it's cutting my time with the ballpark. I paid a lot of money to come here, and I didn't get to finish my beer, right? It's 30 minutes to drink my beer. So if everybody's happy about it, then I'm all for it. But, yeah, I think like anything, when it's new and implemented, there's always a lot of talk and discussion about it. But at the end of the day, I think it's just, you know, as long as baseball is being played the right way and this crop of players, they got a good handle on it, man. They'll deal with it and give us a good show. I know that.
Absolutely. Opening day throughout baseball. He is longtime MLB-er, former Blue Jay, Jason Grilley. Good luck with the wine. Good luck with the cheese. Watching ball, and we'll do this again down the road.
Hey, we'll do it live, man. I'll bring the wine to the studio if that's allowed. We'll bring some grape juice right there.
100%. Yes, we can find a way to make that work. I'm sure that's allowed. Thank
yes,
you,
sir.
Buddy.
Let's do it.
All right. Appreciate it.
Have a great time, fellas.
You too.
Thanks for having me.
There he is, Jason Grilli. Big into the wine.